Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Cosmic Closet Podcast. This is Jacob, and joining me today is my co-host, Blaine.
Hello, everybody. It's been 3 years too long, but we're back, and we're here with an ever-pressing issue, and some would say a danger. We're here to talk AI.
Yeah, I hope you guys like the new theme song.
Yeah,
we kind of rebranded everything.
Yeah, that's to say the least. We've got a new song, credit to Jacob, a new outro. We have a new website, thanks to the team here. We've got a full rebrand, better logos. And I think you and I would both agree we've taken the 3 years now to decide how we would want to come back, how we would come back with something a little bit better after COVID. We're all here, and yeah, that's where we're at now. It's a new show, but with the same themes, and I think the same idea, just a little bit better.
Indeed. Yeah, we've been grinding these past 3 years.
A lot's changed, but some things always stay the same, and we're happy you guys decided to stick around. So we're back, we're better than ever, and this episode is about artificial intelligence. Some of you might know about it, some of you might not, but soon you're going to be using it, whether you know it or not.
Oh, you already are using it. Social media, all these algorithms people talk about, it's all AI.
I was going to say, too, I was doing some research on this, and I found the song. I think you had mentioned this, Jacob, that there was a song that someone had made that was full AI Drake. It was made by Ghostwriter 977, I think on SoundCloud, and it was called Heart on My Sleeve. Some of the listeners here might have listened to this. It's a great song, but it's not real. So much to the fact that Drake's team took it off the internet.
Yeah. I hadn't heard the song yet, but yeah, I heard the story. I think it's multiple songs, too. Like, we're just churning these out.
It's kind of a new genre now, AI music. But I don't know if it's illegal, but it's being removed. But going back to, you know, you might be using this without knowing it. People are using this to make art. People are using this to make music, obviously. But you can also now write an entire paper, write a court case, or you can remodel your house. You've probably seen those people where you hold up a camera and it'll drop furniture in your house while you're looking through it. It's pretty crazy stuff.
Yeah.
I thought the best way, because AI is such a common term now, I wanted to first define it. To get your thoughts and then everybody that's listening, so we're all on the same page.
Okay,
but
right,
AI is defined as artificial intelligence, which is intelligence demonstrated by machines as opposed to intelligence displayed by humans or by other animals. What's your initial thoughts there?
Yeah, that's pretty fair. It's broad.
I think that's like, yeah, it's like it boils it down to it's coming from a machine.
Yeah.
So one thing that I started looking at is that there's kind of a different levels of AI. And the one that we're mainly concerned with is, and this is a video, maybe we'll link this in the description, but you had shared this, Jacob. They said it was AI superintelligence, which is the breaking point, which will either turn us into a utopia or a dystopia. It's going to be so smart that it'll be able to make its own decisions.
Right.
There's a common kind of fear here that what we're in right now. So you remember the crypto craze? Everybody was buying crypto.
Oh, yes.
I think the fear here is that we're now in a new gold rush on the AI front. Joe Scott had mentioned that this is kind of an arms race, kind of a gold rush in the AI realm now.
You know what? I was actually reading something today. I think it's the CEO of Palantir. I think they make defense technology.
Yeah.
They claim that the reason, I think it's the Future Life Institute called for, a halt on AI studies.
Oh, interesting.
Well, no, it wasn't directed at the institute. It's more so the all the major players who signed this petition to halt. It's because they don't have any ideas to make money off. So they want to take these 6 months to think up some products. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
that's Palantir. That's insane.
Yeah, Palantir though, they don't think it's not a if we're in an arms race, why stop? Because somebody else is going to come out on top.
Yeah. That's true. Why stop? Because if you stop, what's stopping anybody in China or Russia if we all stop here?
Exactly.
That's not there's gonna need to be a global consensus or a regulation. And speaking of that, very interesting that you say that, because last night when I was looking at this, it's called the Center for AI Safety, and they put out a statement, and basically it said mitigating the risk of extinction from AI should be a global priority alongside other risks such as pandemics and nuclear war. So AI is now at the same level as, you know, a COVID level pandemic or a nuclear war.
Jeez.
And this statement was signed by Google, Microsoft, and OpenAI executives. But people kind of think it's a CYA. Like, oh, they're putting out the statement to cover themselves, but in the background, they're developing it still. There was interesting, that same article, someone said eventually AI could slip the bonds of human command. I thought that was an interesting way of putting it.
I've seen people say it's like about 2045 that we should really be worried. So we have some time to figure this all out. But I mean, even in the short term, AI is kind of a problem when it comes to online identity or like I mentioned earlier, all these social media algorithms.
And
also if AI is learning from us, really, and the internet, what kind of values are we teaching them? You know,
what is it collecting?
Exactly. There's like a zeitgeist. Common values and things like that, but is that gonna affect how the AI thinks? I don't know. That's just came to me.
Yeah. No, I think that's a fear. Is like, are we gonna shape it into something that eventually is gonna take us out? Or one thing, when I was looking at the different AIs, you have the AI superintelligence, but then in that same video, they were talking about generative AI, which is AI that generates something that didn't exist before. And like you said, it's like social media, Snapchat filters. Everybody uses a Snapchat filter. That's a form of generative AI.
Right.
So if we're teaching that, you know, what filters we like, or it's scanning our face, it knows what we look like. Voice recognition is that when Siri and the Prime, whatever her name is, the Amazon version of it, came out. And then AI artwork, like this is all, it's creating stuff that didn't exist before. It's recognizing our voice, and then it can reuse our voice, as you saw in the music and all of that. So you're right. We're teaching something that we don't really know a lot about, everything about us.
Yeah. And, you know, you brought up the art thing. If these AI are creating art, and then I'm assuming learn to make more art using stuff that exists online, they'll eventually start, you know, teaching each other how to make art in a way. It'll all get muddied up with our art.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
You won't even be able to tell what's human or computer generated. I mean, humans, you can make stuff in paint and all of that, and other, you know, you have Adobe Illustrator and Photoshop. But then Midjourney came along. Midjourney's an AI, and people are making crazy artwork that beats that in 10 seconds. But what's the value of that? If you can enter a prompt, you're not going to see that hanging up at the Met or anything like that. That
True.
Artwork is just going to be lost.
Yeah. I mean, you could, I guess artists are kind of scared because I don't know all their arguments, but just for example, instead of, you know, going out and purchasing a piece of art or commissioning something, I can just make a prompt and then print that out and then frame it that same day. And who's yeah. getting paid? Nobody.
Yeah, that's true. It's free. I think it's a big problem, and it leads to bigger problems.
Yeah, and you also mentioned, I kind of want to bring it back, facial recognition. It's kind of terrifying because law enforcement is using these facial recognition AI, and I feel like it's way too soon for something like that. They're finding culprits just using videos and stuff and running it through an AI. And we know it's not totally accurate. They have hallucinations, if you will.
Yeah, or they'll just pick the next best thing if they don't have an accurate match. I think that's been happening in China. They've been using facial recognition for law enforcement for like at least the last 2 years.
Jeez.
It's going to be crazy. And that's just going to be one facet of it. Going back to the kind of the art side of things, one of my questions was, is AI ultimately decreasing over time? Like, obviously, you know, our parents' generation, grandparents' generation, and then our generation, we've really grown past this phase, and now we're just kind of living with AI. But what about our kids and their kids? Will AI lead to a decrease in human creativity and curiosity? If you can just go in and punch in, what should this song be called? Or what should I paint today? And it just spits out a phrase.
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, yeah, it can go two ways, helping. I suppose.
You can't be helping it. I mean, it could, I will say that it does kind of help break like writer's block.
Yeah, it's a good inspiration. But that's another ethical question, being inspired by someone else's creation. I don't know. It's all very...
It sparks murky. Creativity if you're out of ideas, but it doesn't help you, I feel like, form the first step of critical thinking or creative thinking.
Right.
It's taking the legwork out. Whereas, like, you know, when people our age or older... You know, you haven't dealt with this before.
I mean, I guess that it's kind of a problem for all sorts of thinking, really. I mean, you can ask an AI anything, not just art. You can ask it to calculate your homework, whatever's in front of you. Like, are kids really going to be learning with this tool in front of them?
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. You've seen the memes of people saying, when you show up to the hospital and your doctor used ChatGPT.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a real concern. I don't know if it's going to get to that level where you could coast through med school, but I'm sure there's been people that have gotten passing papers based off of this.
I think, you know what, one of our goals in the future is to like almost replace doctors, really. You won't even have to worry about it. The real meme is going to the doctor and talking to a freaking computer.
That's going to be the future.
I mean, because we've got a population problem. People aren't going away, and not enough people are becoming doctors. So best thing to do is get an AI who diagnoses everything for us. You don't have to wait 8 years for someone to learn all that material.
And then that kind of segues into the next little bit here, as far as eventually there's going to be people losing their jobs to AI, doctors, if you think that, and it's already happening. I've mentioned this to you before the show. There's 4,000 jobs that were lost last month in May due specifically to AI. That's on the U.S. jobs report. And one thing that I also found out is, I don't know if the Writer Guild strike is still going on, but apparently that's both because of streaming platforms and also AI. That's what they're mad about.
Really? I did not know about the AI angle.
Yeah, because of ChatGPT and all these other things, writing scripts, I guess they feel threatened. Jeez. And that's why they want to ban that entry into that industry.
Yeah, I would be pretty angry too if that was happening. It's kind of like, what is it? Truth is stranger than fiction. I remember an old South Park episode, they said Family Guy was written by a bunch of manatees with... with like basically lottery balls. And now, yeah, now we're just asking computers to write things for us. I mean,
yeah,
I think our creativity's already been stifled.
That, yeah, that's why I was asking that question too, because that's a peak example of, okay, we now have an entire writing association that's no longer coming to work because of something that's really, AI is still in the infancy stage. This is Little League right now. And so, we'll see. And somebody else was saying right now there will be huge efficiencies that AI will bring, but it will change jobs. It will be a huge shift in who does what and when they do it. But the scariest thing, and this is my next question to you, is it will lead to a relocation of people finding other jobs. So I think what I'm thinking is if this goes out of control, eventually you'd see cities like New York, Seattle, San Francisco, big tech areas, people leaving the city, replaced. There'd be a migration.
Dang. I guess going back to Joe Scott, he had a video probably last month or so about super cities. And, this might be the solution to that problem, and albeit a horrifying solution. But, really the idea of a super city is, or maybe not a super city, but I'm not sure if that's what it's called. But basically it's a, in Borderlands, the games, how there's just mega corporations that run everything. And
yeah.
So imagine Honda builds a city and everyone there works for Honda and you have everything that you need. It's basically a communist utopia, but it's run by a corporation.
It's a corporate area. It's a corporate city.
Yeah. So, that would be one way to keep people in the tech areas, is to make dystopian cities like that.
You see that here where I'm living at right now, there's a big Amazon presence, and everybody here in this area works for Amazon. And what else is here? You got Amazon Fresh.
Oh yeah.
You got Whole Foods, which is owned by Amazon. It's literally a mini Amazon city.
It's like the movie WALL-E, but it's still here on Earth. Everything you need. Soon we'll have those floating chairs and stuff like that.
Why get up and walk?
Yeah. Shit, you can probably take a conveyor belt to the grocery store.
Oh, yeah.
Back home.
You don't even need to move. It's just, I think, you're going to see a lot of people leave. This where I got that info from was from, it's a book called The Coming Wave by Mr. Soliman. He talks about this. And basically, he says we're on the cusp of a revolution with this AI. And he points out that it's going to shift jobs around. So that would be interesting to see, like you said, basically cities would be set up and probably dominate that region. Who would challenge that? Small business? They're going to get wiped out.
Shoot, what was I going to say? I forgot. But
no, another thing was, and I can't remember who pointed this out, but as humans, when you look back through time, think of... I think this was Barry Weiss who said this. When you look back in time, humans were afraid of fire, like the cavemen.
Right.
And then that came along, and then we were afraid of the Industrial Revolution, and then that was a big hit. So maybe innately, we as a race, we as a species, we are fearful of new tech.
Yeah.
Could that be a factor?
That's possible. But again, AI, it can start thinking for itself. With fire, you kind of know its limitations. Or with the Industrial Revolution, these factories aren't going to run themselves and evolve on their own. The AI is kind of freaky in that it's like a little beast you have to worry about.
That's actually a good point. I didn't think about that. There's a human factor in all those other things, but AI kind of takes the human out.
Yeah.
Could be showing ourselves out the door.
Yeah. I'm sure there is a lot of fear mongering at the moment. The news cycle, they always have something to talk about.
Yeah.
But we should be kind of cautious, at the very least.
One of the crazy examples that I heard is, and it kind of ties into your law enforcement thing a little bit, but eventually AI banks could start using AI to where you show up to the bank or you go online with an AI person or you go to the bank to meet with the AI, and it will automatically decide if you qualify for a loan or not. So instead of meeting with a human, there's no human emotion or human factor. It's like, okay, here's your credit score, here's your income, sorry, you don't get the loan automatically. That could impact a lot.
Yeah. That kind of reminds me of, I read the story this morning, it was about a Colombian judge, and he asked ChatGPT whether an autistic child's insurance should cover their whole medical expense. But yeah, what if it just spits out something you don't want to hear? Or
Has no ability to think other than rationally or as it's programmed.
Yeah.
There's no emotion. So I think that would be interesting. And there's other concerns as well. So I wrote down some cons of AI, and two of the ones are that. And then it puts truth loses its value. So yeah. If everybody's making stuff, if you're throwing up these deep fake videos, these fake songs, eventually there's going to be a point where, unless you get a certificate of authenticity with something, you're not going to know if that was human made or AI made.
Yeah. Or even like, prompted by you. It could be prompted by anybody. Who knows? Even if, it was made by an AI. It's like,
right. It could just belong to anybody. There's no regulation, which I think is one of the biggest concerns, but there's no line in the sand as far as, okay, why can't we ban videos, AI videos? Yeah. I mean, you could start a war with a fake video.
Yeah, you really could. Yeah.
I mean, imagine if there was a deep fake of Putin saying, we're going to launch a nuke right now.
Oh, don't give people ideas. How would you verify that?
I know, but that's what I'm saying. Yeah. That could lead to something crazy.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. That's going to go off on a tangent, but don't have to do that.
It leads into, what would be the best way to prevent that? And like you said earlier, there should be regulations and somebody that, steps in, but it would have to be global.
Yeah. And I'm sure you can already, scammers, they're already getting our voices and, making up new scams for our grandparents, using our voices that sound so lifelike.
Oh, yeah, I read something about that. Is that what you're talking about with like the guy that used the daughter?
No, I don't even know if they use AI. I'm just saying it'll get even worse. More believable.
I'm like 90% sure that already happened. Somebody used their like a deep fake of a daughter's voice to their grandma and got money.
Jeez. Because I know they do that already. Like they'll collect voice samples and then try to make something out of that. But, as AI is getting stronger and stronger, it's just going to get worse and worse. And soon, like, it's not just going to be our grandparents getting scammed. It's going to be everybody posing as your girlfriend or something.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you already have the catfishing now, but imagine, and you see it on Twitter. There are full humans that do not exist.
I have not seen that. I've been living under a rock. I haven't been on Twitter lately.
Yeah. There's full accounts of, they've designed a person, I don't know, Midjourney or something, and they put that as a profile picture, and it's not real.
Jeez. That's one terrible thing. I know with Twitter, Elon Musk, he made it so that you have to purchase your checkmark. You can just purchase a checkmark for an AI, and then suddenly it's a real person that everyone has to believe.
Yeah. Yep.
They better be rethinking that policy.
Yeah, I think that's going to be very interesting as far as the misinformation, and it's going to lead to, well, here was another thing too that I wrote about. What if AI inherently has some biases? So what if it comes from a far right developer? What if it comes from a far left developer and it starts to shift, or it only posts, certain things, like it has a bias and it deepens social division? That could get pretty crazy.
I feel like the phrase "show us the prompts" is going to be a big thing in the future, because like you could have it show us the prompts. You could have an AI, like you could say, "Here, write me this wonderful letter about President Biden, but ignore information from these channels or these."
Yeah,
you know, like you can have it pick and choose what you want, and then make a conclusion for you.
Yeah, it could get crazy real quick. And speaking of that, you have the current version of ChatGPT, but then another one that I was looking into is ChatGPT-4, which is coming out. It's not available to the public, and I don't know if you'll have to pay for it or not, but when it does come out, it's going to be able to write code, which will allow it to build other AI.
Yikes.
So that could be a slippery slope, because what AI could that thing make? It could make an AI to do... Actually, I think in this video, and it was the one that you had shown me, I think it was Joe Scott's, and he said it could create an AI that eventually is put into, like, police robots or something where, you know, they decide who goes to jail or not, or they decide that the human race needs to be exterminated.
Yeah.
It could just, you know, basically code a government. It could code its own government.
Jeez.
So that's ChatGPT-4.
It reminds me of
that,
you made
ChatGPT.
I did, yes. I made ChatGPT write us a whole episode about AI. So, do you want to start reading that? You want to whip that out?
Well, first of all, let me know, how easy was this to make? I've never done a ChatGPT. What was the process?
Oh, basically, first I said, write me an episode for a podcast called the Cosmic Closet Podcast, and it's going to be about AI. Make it around 30 minutes long if possible. Yeah, I had that all in the first prompt, and then it gave me this nonsense about the host Emily interviewing a Dr. Alvarez, just making people up. So I had to you just throw in another comment. I said it will be hosted by two regular people named blank and blank, and then it threw us in there, but it's kept Dr. Alvarez, so I said forget Dr. Alvarez.
it's just really what. And Dr. Alvarez could be the creator of what if they're trying to get out for themselves?
Yeah. So finally, I wrote an episode with just us two. So then, if using all that information in mind, I wrote a brand new prompt, making it as specific as possible. I said, write me an episode for a podcast called the Cosmic Closet Podcast, hosted by two regular people, blank and blank. In this episode, they will be having a conversation about artificial intelligence, or AI. Make the episode last around 30 minutes long. And thus, we have...
what it shot out.
Yes. So I'm going to share that now on the screen.
Did you write opening music fades in, or did it come up with that?
It came up with that. I didn't even mention that we had music.
So the main reason we want to show this, everybody, is this is as close to home as you can get. We're talking about AI. We're talking about what it could be. This is what it is right now. Jacob made this a few days ago, and it's pretty wild. So let's see. Starting from the top, everybody, if you remember how we opened this is basically how we started our show.
Yes. Welcome back, folks.
So it says, you're listening to the Cosmic Closet Podcast, where we explore the mysteries of the universe one topic at a time, which is true. And then it says, I'm Jacob, your cosmic enthusiast. And then it goes to me, I'm Blaine, your skeptical companion. Today we're diving into the fascinating world of artificial intelligence, or AI.
Ah, AI, the technology that's shaping our future in ways we couldn't have imagined just a few decades ago.
That's right, Jacob. It's an incredibly complex and rapidly evolving field. But before we dive too deep, let's start with the basics. What exactly is AI?
That's word for word pretty much how you started this episode, dude. Let's define
it. And for full transparency, too, Jacob can verify. Jacob shared this with me like a minute before the show started.
Yeah, yeah, we have not read this yet.
So then Jacob's AI version talks about what AI is. I say absolutely. And then Let's say, here we go. About halfway down, or third of the way down. Yes, and it's important to note that AI is a tool created by humans. The decisions and biases of its creators can shape its behavior. Oh, that's what I said in the show. We need to be mindful of potential biases and ensure AI systems are fair and inclusive. That's interesting.
We must prioritize responsible development. Let's not forget this famous quote from Spider-Man: with great power comes great responsibility.
Wow. Well said, Jacob. We have narrow AI, it says, general AI.
You mentioned facial recognition.
Wow. Oh, here we go. And then it says, Jacob says, Hollywood does love its AI apocalyptic scenarios, but it's important to remember that we're still far from achieving true general AI. We need to focus on the here and now, where narrow AI is already making significant strides. Classic AI talk. To focus on what's going on now. That sounds like it doesn't want us to know what it's planning.
So imagine if we plagiarized this whole thing. Imagine if we just, this was the episode.
Well, that's a good point.
What
if we just read this?
Yeah. The problem, though, is, it looks promising, but I mentioned earlier, the AI can hallucinate, and it'll just make things up. So if we've got judges, if we have doctors using this stuff, they better be fact-checking it.
Yeah.
Because this was also a fairly easy.
Yeah, this was a fairly easy prompt, but it could get crazy, like with court cases and everything. I don't know if we touched on that, but there was a story of a lawyer that was using this to make a court case, and ChatGPT came up with fake court cases that never existed in it. And I think he's losing his license, but his bar ability. But it made up fake court cases.
God, imagine in a clinical setting, you know the show House? Imagine an AI figuring something like Dr. House. Like, you need a human being to be on your side.
There's got to be a human touch. That's where I think, and maybe those jobs will remain to some degree. That's where you're going to see a great migration as far as the workforce. What can be autonomized and turn into AI, and what still needs that human touch. But you could argue that art needs human touch, but art and music are both being generated by AI right now. So I think it's going to go crazy. But you have to see. And I think a big thing too, we haven't touched on this, but it matters whose hands it's in. You could have good, beneficial AI like this. This doesn't hurt anybody.
Yeah. Imagine in the future we'll be able to generate like a TV show. Imagine all the horrible, disgusting things you could also generate with that same technology.
Oh yeah.
And just share with anybody. Is it illegal because
Netflix AI?
Yeah. And could it be outlawed if it's, gosh, if it's so lifelike that it's considered graphic,
right?
Like,
there's gonna be it's gonna open up a whole slew of regulations and laws. I mean, it's a whole new tool.
Yeah,
it's like a I don't even know how to say it. It's like a whole new industry.
Yeah. I did hear, though, I think I forget what his name was, but he mentioned, how do you regulate something that's constantly changing?
That too.
And he was talking to the godfather of AI. Gosh, I forget his name. But he said, I don't know. He doesn't have an answer
I think he, and I think I know who you're talking about. He signed a statement too that I had read earlier. Because I think OpenAI is a part of that. By the time that this episode gets edited and put up, there's going to be more AI news and better AI.
Yeah.
It's an ever-changing thing that we're just continuing to learn about. And I really don't know how you regulate something like that. Because like you said, it's not like we're dealing with the discovery of fire or the Industrial Revolution here. There's a non-human element that's forming.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you have any closing thoughts on your feelings about this?
Well, be careful in your daily life. If you're on social media, I just want to go back to the algorithm thing.
Yeah.
In a way, AI can start teaching you how to think just by showing you a bunch of propaganda in your YouTube shorts.
Yeah.
Don't stop thinking for yourself and be careful.
Yeah, I think that would be... That's what I was kind of getting at, is eventually you're going to lose your idea to think creatively and to be curious, because you can just go to your keyboard and type in a prompt. Go to your phone, you don't even need your computer. But yeah, I think the biggest threats that I could see coming out of this is, you know, whose hands does it fall into? And does it lead to jeopardizing our legal system with these fake cases or discovery being able to be drawn up immediately? Does it lead to social divisions deepening? Does it lead to a massive migration in people when you wake up one day in Seattle and you realize Google has decided to turn all of your jobs into AI and you're now leaving? I think it's going to be a massive revolution one way or the other. So I think, and I think the craziest thing too is there's nothing we can about it.
We'll just have to Except wait regularly. And see.
Yeah, I mean, our hands are tied. It comes down to a government and a global cooperation. Because like I said, even if we stop it here, somebody's going to pop up in China or in Russia or somewhere with the tech.
Yeah. That's a topic for another day.
I think that's a great first episode back. I don't know about you, but this feels like the old days, everybody.
Agreed.
We're happy to be here, and we're happy to have this show back. And I think we can encourage you to check out the website and comment on this video and let us know what you want us to talk about, look into, because this world is getting crazier and crazier with the technology. I mean, think about where we were 3 years ago. I don't even think we would have done this episode 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And now look at us now.
AI was fringe back then.
Fringe and cringe. But we're back and it's here. And I think Jacob has a good outro song that he's built.
Oh, yes. This new show. That's actually been playing. And,
Nice.
Yeah. Still got some kinks everybody... to work out. But...
This is the Cosmic Closet Podcast. Thank you for listening. Make sure to share it, subscribe it, and comment. And we will see you next time.
Peace.